Now turn to part 5. Questions 21 to 25. You will hear a teacher giving new students information about a school library. For each question, fill in the missing information in the numbered space. You now have 20 seconds to look at the questions for part 5. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Welcome to Revelstone High School. Since this is your first year in high school, I'd like to tell you about the library facilities, which I'm sure you'll use regularly. First of all, the library opens at 8:15 in the morning, which should give you plenty of time to do what you need to do before your first class at 9. The library closes at 4:30 from Tuesday to Friday, but stays open till 5:30 on Mondays. These opening times won't change for the whole school year. Please note, the library has a careers advisor who is here to provide you with information about future career options. All students are encouraged to make at least one appointment to speak with Ms. Styler. That's Styler. And she'll be happy to answer any of your questions. The library also holds an exciting range of events during the term time. Every week, we invite guest speakers to come and talk about different topics, like films or books, and this week there's one on music. Next week, there's going to be someone speaking about photography. Of course, there are a few rules you'll need to follow. There's a strict no-talking zone in the study area on the ground floor. And you are forbidden to take phones into the library. You can bring a bottle of water, but be careful not to spill it anywhere. Finally, the library has a brand new IT center where you can access the most up-to-date software. This room has 35 new computers. It's room 7C on the first floor. You can always book in for one-to-one sessions for extra support, but you need to make an appointment with a member of staff ahead of time.
Now listen again.
Welcome to Revelstone High School. Since this is your first year in high school, I'd like to tell you about the library facilities, which I'm sure you'll use regularly. First of all, the library opens at 8:15 in the morning, which should give you plenty of time to do what you need to do before your first class at 9. The library closes at 4:30 from Tuesday to Friday, but stays open till 5:30 on Mondays. These opening times won't change for the whole school year. Please note, the library has a careers advisor who is here to provide you with information about future career options. All students are encouraged to make at least one appointment to speak with Ms. Styler. That's Styler, and she'll be happy to answer any of your questions. The library also holds an exciting range of events during the term time. Every week, we invite guest speakers to come and talk about different topics, like films or books, and this week there's one on music. Next week, there's going to be someone speaking about photography. Of course, there are a few rules you'll need to follow. There's a strict no-talking zone in the study area on the ground floor, and you are forbidden to take phones into the library. You can bring a bottle of water, but be careful not to spill it anywhere. Finally, the library has a brand new IT center where you can access the most up-to-date software. This room has 35 new computers. It's room 7C on the first floor. You can always book in for one-to-one sessions for extra support, but you need to make an appointment with a member of staff ahead of time.
That is the end of part 5.